This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Are we on? Are we on?
Hey, Jim Brown here. Hey, Jim Brown here with you. Sorry, I don't know what I was doing. I was wandering with the nice weather down here in the deep south. Hope the weather is hitting you okay. I got Ronna Gray with me, my cohort here, who talks with us on each Sunday morning. Sure glad you're with us here on the Common Sense Show to kind of review what's happening. To see what's happening over the week. I got music in the background.
We're having
a little party.
Sounds like it. It's a great day, though, and especially any time you get an extra hour of sleep with daylight savings time.
Well, that's can you hear that song? Can you hear my music?
Yeah.
Can you hear that,
oh yeah.
That is the Great Fats Domino, one of my all-time favorites. We'll start right off and talk about Fats Domino. He passed away here just a few days ago.
I saw the huge second line for him in New Orleans, over 10,000 people.
Ain't that a shame? All the great songs of Fats Domino, Blue Monday, Whole Lot of Lovin', I Want to Walk You Home. I could go on and on and on with
Blueberry Hill. All right.
Blueberry Hill, wonderful, a great old song. Fats Domino, let's see, he died. I'm just trying to see how long he lived. He's probably right at 90 years old, I believe. You know what happened? He was performing so well, then Katrina hit.
Right.
And I'm not sure exactly what happened. A lot of people thought he died. There was a story.
He ended up in the Superdome in the big mass shelter there that everyone had, and his family had no idea where he was.
A lot of people thought he'd passed away. And then they found him. He was transported up to Mississippi, I think, to some friends' homes. It just never was the same for him. He lost all of his awards, mementos in his home in New Orleans where all the flooding took place. And he just never came back. He became a recluse.
And he kind of developed a little stage fright. He didn't really enjoy performing like he did before.
Well, it's such a shame because he was such an institution. You know, to my listeners, I've spent all of my early years when I practiced law had my family, my first three daughters, in a little town called Faraday, Louisiana. A very famous little town, by the way, Ron. As you know, Jerry Lee Lewis, Mickey Gilley is the country singer of the year here recently, Reverend Jimmy Swaggart, General Clark.
You better be able to. That's been a great piano teacher there, or just something in the genes, because you better be able to play the piano if you lived in Faraday.
Well, back in the 50s and the early 60s, they had a place called Haney's Big House. And it was strictly for black attendees because segregation was pretty rampant back then. And so it was a black nightclub is what it was in Faraday. And Louis Armstrong performed there. So many great performers. Ray Charles performed there. And Fats Domino was a regular at Haney's Big House up in Faraday, Louisiana. And Jerry Lee Lewis and Mickey Gilley, the cousins, they'd sneak into the back door and just to listen to the music when they were young kids. And finally, more whites found out what great music it was. Guys,
right.
Haney's was the place to go. And so whites started to come to Haney's Big House, and the rumor is no one knows for sure that the Ku Klux Klan burned it to the ground.
Oh,
I've got pictures. I'll put one on my website if some of you want to check it out. It's radiocommonsense.com, the Haney's Big House burning to the ground. But Fats Domino was one of the regulars at Haney's Big House there in little town of Faraday, Louisiana, going back many, many years ago. Passed away this past Tuesday. He was 89 years old, and just a great institution. And Ronnie, you mentioned something that I'm not sure our listeners out in the West Coast or up in Fairbanks understand what a second line is.
Right.
Why don't you tell them what a second line is?
Well, in New Orleans, it's the way you go out at your funeral, I think, having a jazz funeral. And a second line parade where people dance, hold umbrellas up in the air. Our listeners have probably seen that on television. in New Orleans before.
They have the handkerchiefs that they wave
their handkerchiefs.
They do rag.
And they decided to have one in honor of Fats Domino, and over 10,000 people showed up to honor him. And I was really honored to see him perform live because, you're right, the last years of his life he had back in the 80s or so, I saw him a couple of times when he was still really performing, and he was quite a show.
Oh, he really was. And the second-line funerals, if you ever come to New Orleans, I guess the attitude is, look, we're celebrating life. We're not sadly burying the dead. We're celebrating life. And a lot of people, anybody can get a second-line funeral. You usually have to get a permit if you're going to march in the streets. But there's a jazz band, Dixieland band, that you can hire. And a lot of people do that.
And sometimes the parade ends at the cemetery and the party takes place in the cemetery.
That's right.
To celebrate the life with the music. You're right. You have to have music at... jazz music at your funeral in New Orleans.
And, of course, you're buried above ground because of the flooding and the water levels. People are buried above ground. Although in some areas I've read, you know, you've got a lot of people buried above ground up in St. Francisville, Louisiana. There's a little cemetery up there. And the fact they don't want you buried under the ground, there's some religious significance to being buried above the ground in some instances, depending on what your flavor is, if you will. So anyway, we miss Louis Armstrong. Great.
Fats Domino. I miss Louis, too.
Miss Louis. You miss them all.
We do.
All that started, you know, and that's where jazz was from, down in New Orleans. So we don't broadcast from New Orleans. We're kind of close. But if you get a chance, you need to go down and take in and just put. There's always a jazz funeral you can pick up. You go down to Jackson Square. For years, I had an apartment right on Jackson Square. We finally decided to move for a variety of reasons. My family is in a little condo uptown now from Jackson Square. But you can go there probably 20 hours a day and hear some jazz band playing. Might be a little break, 3, 4 in the morning. But up till about 2 or 3 in the morning, there's live music playing there. These Dixieland jazz bands that play but just... almost to all 24 hours a day.
And, Jim, I bet our listeners out there, when you think about you have a funeral in your family and you have your checklist of all the things that you have to do, of course, around burying a loved one, probably getting a parade permit is not on most people's list. But it better be at the top of your list if you're in New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Because right. You just can't have the funeral until you have that.
Got to get the permit.
Parade permit.
That's right. That's right. So, but I like the idea of at a funeral of a celebration. I've been to a variety of funerals, and I've spoken at a number of funerals over the years. And I like the idea of celebrating, having family members. And the Catholic Church has, I don't want to say loosened up, but now you have the Catholic service if you happen to be Catholic. And then you don't leave the church, then the priest says, now at this time, we have certain people that want to eulogize.
Right, that's new. They didn't allow those.
Yeah, in the past. But I think that's wonderful.
Eulogies by friends in the past, right.
You can get up and talk about the fun things and the interesting things. And some of the music that are in funerals now aren't just more quiet, sad music, but sometimes it's more lively music that are played in a variety of funerals, whether it's Protestant, Catholic, and even Jewish funerals. So I like the idea that we celebrate a full life and prepare one to go on to their maker, but not just make it so sad and so drab.
Right, that's true.
Right, so, hey, this is the Common Sense Show. I'm Jim Brown. Ronna Gray is here with me. We broadcast this week out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but we've got listeners all over America from coast to coast, from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Portland, Oregon, up in Maine, in New Hampshire, all the way down to Atlantic City, and, of course, along the entire Gulf Coast. We're glad to have you if you're a first-time listener, and we're on each week at this time. And just have some fun. Talk about some of the news. We're about to take a pause. I've got a great story about if you're on a horse. Did you know you can get a DWI if you're on a horse?
No.
And also you can get a ticket for kissing a possum. So we got some really exciting news to talk to you about. Again, Ronna Gray and Jim Brown. Our website, radio.com. commonsense.com. You can find the weekly column I write, see who the guests are, have some fun, and get a little idea of some of the more interesting things, in my opinion, going on in this country that have a little more positive flavor, if you will. So, again, you can try that website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, do this now. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yahee!
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Rhonda Gray is with me. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Rhonda, did you know that the great story I saw in the news here this morning, I say great story, a woman is riding her horse. Now, she's not on the highway, but she's on the little side road, you know, on the side of the highway. She's riding her horse, and she's had a little too much to drink. So the police come and take her off the horse, check her breath, and give her a DWI for riding her horse.
And what state is this in?
This is in Florida. This is in Florida, right. So Polk County, Florida, charged by drunk driving. I guess that's DHI.
Let's see.
Driving.
Or riding.
Riding, yeah, I guess
it's RWI. A new law.
That's right. I never heard of that. You know, I guess if she's...
Or is it a very old law they're charging her under when we didn't have cars, maybe?
Well, she was confused and was riding a horse on Canby Road, in Lakeland, Florida, and her blood alcohol... Well, I guess if she's... She could pull out into the street if she's on the side of the road. That could be a danger, and the woman should not be drinking and being on the horse, you know, if she wants to.
Maybe, though, she should have claimed the horse was the designated driver.
Well, I didn't think about that. That's right. That's a person.
Might have a good defense there.
That's right. Hey, that's pretty clever.
She might be intoxicated, but the horse is
the
fine.
The horse is not intoxicated. The horse
hasn't had a sip.
That's. We'll have to share that with some of the lawyers in Florida to show.
And then some states have operating under the influence. Now, she might be. That might be.
Operating.
Under
well, but the horse is doing everything.
Yep. Designated driver. That's what my
And if she said, I wasn't even holding the reins. The horse just had his own mind, was going where he wanted to. Pretty good defense.
No.
And if you go up to Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, be very careful what you do because the police up there gave citations to several guys who picked up a possum and were kissing a possum as kind of a bet, apparently. And the police gave them a citation saying the State Game Commission said that they should be given a ticket because it was interfering with wildlife. And they just,
In baseball, I used to work in sports promotions, as you know, and in baseball they used to have a kiss the pig contest. And the animal rights groups decided it was humiliating for the pig, so we had to cut that out.
For the pig or the person who's lowering himself to kiss the pig?
Well, the people in the promotions in the baseball stadium thought it was humiliating for whoever lost and had to kiss the pig, but the animal rights people were far more worried about the embarrassment to the pig.
Not popping the pig or racing the pig, but just kissing the
pig.
You'd think the pig would like to have a little affection, huh? I guess from animal rights, we have got to be so politically correct today in everything we do. This is something I picked up on, too, I thought was interesting. There's a lot of complaints from Hollywood, rather from Broadway actors who are on Broadway in the shows, saying that the amount of rudeness by audience members has gone up dramatically. People talking during the show, their cell phones going off. And here the person's in a real dramatic role at a critical moment, and somebody's cell phone goes off. And I have to catch myself to remember to turn off the cell phone. But you can see how distracting.
Oh, yeah. Well, they make a pretty big announcement and give you a moment to turn it off right before the show starts as a reminder to everyone. But some people just won't do it.
Patti LuPone was on Broadway in a comedy here just a few months ago, and a lady is texting on her phone right in the very front row. She stops, walks down, grabs the phone, and hollers, "Quit texting," and then someone takes the picture and says, "Stop taking pictures if you want to see the rest of this show." Good for Patti LuPone.
She's my hero, right?
That's right. And then the recent event, the phone's ringing, and it just keeps ringing. And the actor stops and says, "Well, we'll just wait till your phone quits ringing before we continue the show," right in the middle of the audience. So,
and the cost of tickets to these Broadway shows now, you're not just, of course, you're offending the performers, but everybody then in the theater who paid good money to come see the performance is inconvenienced by this one person.
Hamilton, the big musical in New York City, $800 a ticket to go see Hamilton. $800 a ticket. Bruce Springsteen. Jane is on Broadway right now in a very limited run, and $2,000-$3,000 a ticket.
Right.
Now, those are the scalpers or the sub-hubs or all those ticket folks. But you're right. You're paying that kind of money, which I would not do, by the way. But catch this. The most notorious instance probably of bad behavior. There's a show on Broadway right now called Hand to God. And before the show started at the Booth Theater, I know the Booth Theater. I've been to a lot of Broadway shows over the years. A guy climbs on the stage and plugs his cell phone into an outlet on the set before the show starts.
Okay, that's the ultimate.
Several minutes later, the house lights go down, and the cast is waiting in the wings. He jumps back on the stage to get his phone back out. So when he's confronted, this guy's Nick Silverstree, 19-year-old student from Nassau County Community College. And so he says, well, he says, girls are calling all day long, and my cell kept dying. What was I going to do? I got to get the phone call. Goes on the stage, and the plug he plugs into was a fake outlet. So anyway, there's a little...
I think that's where the ushers need to step in and just remove the person.
Right,
there's always someone waiting for that seat that would enjoy it.
Kicking them out of the show. Right. I've got fond memories. I love to go to the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Love to go up there. But the ticket prices, especially back when I was going back in the 70s and 80s, when I was living up there some or traveling up there for various reasons, it's pretty hard to buy the ticket. And so what I would often do was wait till the intermission or wait till the show started. Invariably, somebody's going to walk out for some reason. Maybe they got a message from home. They got to go home. And so there was a little old lady who came out. Gosh, she had to be 90 years old. And this was for Madame Butterfly, one of my old favorite operas. And I just stated I couldn't afford the $200, whatever the ticket was. And I walked out, and she was about 90, and it was the first act. There was a three-act play. And I went up to her and said, ma'am, are you leaving? She says, yes, I can't really stay that long at my age. And I said, could I buy your ticket from you? Oh, no, young man, I'll just give it to you. It's fine. And she was a very small little old lady, about 90, not fancily dressed, happened to be African-American. And so I thanked her, and I helped her into a cab. I went on the show. It was one of those boxes, you know, like in Pretty Woman with Richard Gere's looking right down. It wasn't the very best. It was one of those boxes, you know, that I was sitting in. And what a treat to have been given a ticket to go there for free. So many of
them. Madame Butterfly.
That's right. One of my New York stories. So, hey, Jim Brown with the Common Sense Show with Ronna Gray. We're here each Sunday at this time, and we've got a good show today for you. We've got some great guests to come on and tell you about. Matt Traivi is coming on with me right now. He's a well-known author who's written a whole series of books, and he's got a new book out. I read a book called Divide not too long ago about the anti-Wall Street book about the wealth that's built up in this country. New book, I Can't Breathe, about some of the killing we heard about the Can't Breathe. Matt will be with us.
Eric Garner, right, about the Eric Garner story in New York. Our listeners are going to know about that one.
And the great Kirsten is on. Kristen's on with us.
Kreskin.
He's a magician. He's a mentalist. He predicted Donald Trump was going to win several years before the election.
The amazing Kreskin.
That's right. He's been on a number of cases. Now, Johnny Carson, 70, 80 times, you folks might remember. So we've got him on the show here in about another hour. Hey, let's take a break right now. Fresh cup of coffee, and we'll come right back.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think. Iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
There's an entire national debate against reaction by some police officers in terms of using too much force and bringing down people accused of a crime. And, of course, we have the image of I can't breathe so much that was portrayed by people like great athletes like LeBron James and other athletes involving the Eric Garner death that took place here a year or two ago. There's a new book written just about this thing by Matt Taibbi. I've read Matt Taibbi and on many occasions. He's written for Rolling Stone for years. I've read the book he's written, a great book called Divide, American Injustice in the Age of the Wealth Gap, a lot about Wall Street, and I find his writings interesting, well-written, and very topical. He's written several bestsellers called The Great Derangement and Giftotivia that are both listed on the New York Times best-selling list. We've got him on the show here right now to talk about this new book, I Can't Breathe. Hey, Matt, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Hey, tell me, interesting, with you have written so much about the financial world and the discrepancies, and you wrote a lot of, along those lines in Rolling Stone and some of the other books. What drew you to the Garner story that you thought would be interesting to write and cover in such depth about the whole death up on up on Staten Island.
Yeah.
What drew you to this story to begin with?
Well, I spent 8 years covering Wall Street, as you mentioned, and a lot of that time was spent talking about why people who were engaged in, you know, billion-dollar scams weren't going to jail. So I had to learn a lot about the criminal justice system and a lot about who does go to jail in this country and why, and community policing and a lot of other things. And so I was interested in the idea of, you know, what happens to somebody who is a minor criminal? How are they treated? And when the Garner case happened, I was just interested in him as a personality. I don't live that far from where he died. I went out to the park where he died and talked to people about him, and he just seemed like an interesting character to write about.
Well, did you come in with something preconceived? I mean, when the story broke and this whole idea of I can't breathe, people quickly took sides, it seemed like, saying, well, now look, the guy had kind of a shady past, and therefore he shouldn't have resisted, where others responded with the I can't breathe that had the had riots in some areas and a lot of reaction there. So did you come in with any preconceptions, or just kind of wanted to find out what happened?
No, I'm very old school when it comes to that. I grew up in a family of journalists. I believe that that preconceptions are the biggest thing that you can do wrong in this business, that you have to wipe the slate completely clean, and especially in the Twitter age, which is kind of designed to get people to break down into sides really quickly and have emotional reactions. And a lot of times what happens is, in those first minutes after a news story breaks, people settle into opinions and often adopt wrong facts that they will keep for the rest of their lives because they don't take the time to look at it more closely. So I went into this with an open mind. I learned a lot of things that I didn't know, and I changed. I had a lot of opinions at the end that I don't think coincide with what the narrative about this case.
Well, where did it become something you said, hey, this is a lot bigger than just a one-time story that may carry for a few weeks, and often these stories, especially in the age of Trump and Twitter, and don't have much life to them. I mean, you devoted 3 years and interviewed a large number of people. At what point in the investigation did you say, hey, this is something big that I really want to get my teeth into? Was it very early in your investigation, or what really sparked you to say, I really want to get some in-depth understanding as to what happened?
Well, I think inherently, I mean, I knew from the start that it was going to be different from the way it was portrayed in the media, because one of the things that happens with all these cases, and, you know, there are a lot of them, from Eric Garner to Michael Brown to Sandra Bland to Freddie Gray, et cetera, et cetera. People see the videotape, they get angry about it, and then there's usually a capsule description of who the person is. Both the officer and the victim, and then you don't really learn anything about either of them going forward. So I knew it was going to be different from what people said. Right away, from the first day I went out there, I learned that the image of Garner in the news was different from what they were saying, because he was portrayed as somebody who was almost like a homeless person who was just selling loose cigarettes. In fact, he was kind of running a whole crew out there. He had like 5 or 6 employees. He wasn't a kingpin, but he was doing pretty well out there.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just had the preconception he was selling cigarettes, sitting down the street, kind of blocking the street as people walking by selling cigarettes. That's my impression, and I think Rhonda's that's most impression.
Right, Matt. This is Rhonda Gray sitting with Jim today, and we're broadcasting from Baton Rouge, and as you know, we've had a similar incident here. What strikes me as comparable to the Eric Garner case is our case is still under investigation, hasn't been resolved, but that both of these men were on the street selling, in the case of the man here, bootleg CDs. And I like that you get into the fact of the whole, what poverty has done to these families that put them in the situation. And now again, ours hasn't been resolved, so you've gone a lot further with yours, but talk a little bit about what has put these people on the street in doing things to feed their families that the rest of America probably doesn't even understand when they hear what was he doing.
Sure, that's a great question. Eric Garner is a person who made a lot of mistakes in his life. Nobody in his family would deny that. He got married very, very young to a woman who already had two children. He was still a teenager at that time, had no idea what to do with how to feed those kids, and he got into dealing crack cocaine very early in his life. Went to jail a few times, and you know, when he came out, most of the normal avenues for making money at that point were closed to him. And when he discovered this whole idea of selling untaxed cigarettes, which is unique to New York because we have such a high tax on cigarettes here, you know, it costs about $14 a pack to buy cigarettes in New York. And what he was doing was just the simple arbitrage, which any Wall Street person would understand. He would send people down to Virginia, buy a pack for $5 a pack, cart him back up to New York and split the difference. And this was a way for him to make money that didn't involve having to be a thug on the street. He didn't have to hurt people. He didn't have to do anything that was going to risk a lot of jail time. And he called it felony money, misdemeanor time. And he thought it was a great opportunity, but the police didn't see it that way.
Well, let me ask you this. It was his plan, I'm not going to say scheme, it was his plan, a legal, can you do that in New York? Could you take cigarettes from New Jersey and take them into New York and sell them? Is that legal to do so?
No, it's not legal, but it's also it's also barely a misdemeanor actually in this city. And this is one of the problems with what happened with him. Depending on how much what the quantity is you have in your pocket when you're doing this, and incidentally, they do this in every upscale nightclub in New York City. You know, if I were to go to a big rave downtown in Manhattan and ask the bartender, could I have a cigarette? I'd do the same thing. I'd pay a buck for a cigarette. And they do that all the time. It's never enforced in those places. But,
I understand. Matt, can I stop you? Matt, can I?
Sure.
Will you hold that? Just pause. We'd like to keep you for one more segment. I've got to take a break right now. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Matt Taibbi. A new book called I Can't Breathe. He's written several New York Times bestsellers. You can find all a list of Matt's books on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. That's RadioCommonSense.com. I just finished a book of Matt's called Divide, American Justice and the Age of the Wealth Gap, which I thoroughly enjoyed. So here we're going to take a break, come back and ask some more questions to Matt Taibbi right after this message. Fresh up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking to author Matt Taibbi, best-selling author on New York Times, written a number of books, wrote for Rolling Stone, got a new book out called I Can't Breathe, about the Eric Garner confrontation that took place up on Staten Island. And got a number of questions that, Matt, glad to have him on the show here today. Ron, take your question, if you will.
Matt, I want to, first of all, put you at ease, but I'm going to ask you a little bit about the controversy around your interview last week with Robin Young on NPR. For our listeners, Matt was doing a talk on his book, and she brought up some subjects of a book that he wrote, I think, Matt, 20 years ago or so,
yeah.
Some passages in it that you didn't even write, maybe written by a co-worker. But
co-author,
I told Jim...
Yeah.
Yeah, co-author. I told Jim, because you have had to answer this in the last few days and respond to it, what I wanted to say was that I read your letter to readers yesterday, which I think is one of the more fascinating things I've read. And what you've done is not only explain and take your part of responsibility for some things that were written many, many years ago that were not especially flattering to women, put it in perspective, but also take us inside your growth as a writer, which I want to compliment you for, because I think you shared a process and an evolution as a writer that few people let their readers go behind the curtain and see. And you've taken on tough topics like gun lobby and President Trump, and you're going to have a lot of people who want to jump on any little thing. But I want to just say I think you put this to rest, and what came out of it was how important this new book is to you and what you've poured into it. And how much you want people to focus on that. And I wanted to acknowledge and give you a chance to say something about it, but I also wanted to compliment you on that.
Oh, well, thank you. That means a lot to me. It really does. It's been a very painful time for me and my family. And And I mean, you know, I made a lot of mistakes as a young man. I was, you know, I was raised on, I guess what you would call it today is dumb bro humor. You know, my heroes included people like Sam Kinison and, you know, Bill Hicks and Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. And, you know, there was a lot of offensive stuff in there. And we were, you know, we were trying to replicate some of that, and a lot of it missed, and it's now coming back to bite me. And that's okay. You know, that's part of what being a writer is all about. You have to live with the things that you wrote. And so I'm happy to answer all those questions. But you know, we're in a different world now where, you know, if you say, you know, the wrong thing, it might, you know, it'll follow you around forever on social media. So it's a warning to everybody that be very careful about what you say in public these days.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Matt, let me jump in and say this. Your book, you've written a lot about social issues and the class war and distinction and that kind of thing. And the flavor goes through this particular book. On the other hand, let me ask you this. You talk about America's negligence regarding health care, criminal justice, poverty. That's all fine and dandy, but bring it back. I don't mean to disparage that at all, but bring it back to the simple question of what happened to Eric Garner. He was he had a shady reputation. He was doing something that a lot of people do, but still technically breaking the law. Tell us your conclusion as to what happened. Did a number of police officers overreact? Did one police officer, I know he said, I can't breathe repeatedly, and he had asthma problems, but, of course, those police officers didn't know he had asthma problems. So what was the catalyst that caused his death that should not have happened? Because the officers involved still are walking the streets today up there, as I understand, in Staten Island. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. They're all still on the NYPD. And they may not be eventually, because there's still a federal case that has to play out before they can be disciplined. Look, I would say there were two things that happened here. Number one, actually, one of the first things I learned was that Eric Garner wasn't selling cigarettes that day. That is absolutely what he did for a living, but he was unwell that day and had just broken up a fight and was catching his breath up against the wall when he was approached. I think what happened was, and this is something that I found out from police, is very common. It has to do with this system that they have in New York, which is based on statistics, where they kind of browbeat commanders and they show them pictures of their neighborhoods and say, we want you to clean up this block or that block. And I think somebody, like a lieutenant, drove by earlier that morning, saw Garner standing on the street, ordered these two guys to go and go pick him up. And from what I understand, the way the system works is they couldn't just tell him to move around the corner. They had to get him into a car. And so if you watch the video, you can see there's this disconnect, because Garner doesn't think he's done anything wrong, and these guys feel like they got to get him into a car. They don't have any other options. So like everything else in human tragedy, it's always a series of misunderstandings that kind of all clash at the wrong moment. And I think that's what happened here. It's just a confluence of just bad things all happening at once.
Do you think that's what this was taken before a grand jury, and I think you wrote about the grand jury. Was that the conclusion you think the grand jury reached? Did they have all the information available? Why do you think the grand jury took no action?
Well, I couldn't speak to that. I know they had 50 witnesses, and the question probably came down to the issue of whether or not the officer in question used a chokehold, which is a banned procedure in the NYPD, or didn't. Now, if he did use it, now that pretty much is automatically criminally negligent homicide. If he didn't use it, then it's not a crime. So I would imagine that what happened was that grand jury came to the conclusion that he did not use a chokehold. Now, I would say that the police commissioner came out the day after the event and said it was a chokehold. And it's been pretty clearly seems to be, if you watch the video. But, you know, you never know. There may be some other experts disagreed. That must be what happened.
I understand. So when you say a federal grand jury, rather there's a federal investigation that's continuing, even though the district attorney up on Staten Island took no action, and the jury is still out, if you will, on what the feds may do.
Yeah, there is a federal grand jury. I knew as recently as a month ago that they were still hearing testimony from witnesses. People on the street were still talking about that. So, and even though the current Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has said that he doesn't believe in federal civil rights prosecutions of police departments, I think it's kind of out of his hands once the grand jury is already convened. So there still could be a case. I don't know how I would bet if I had to go to Vegas and make a bet, but it could happen. It could happen.
Let me ask you this. There's a national perception when Giuliani was mayor of New York, stop and frisk and broken windows. Bloomberg continued with stop and frisk that really cleaned up the city, that 42nd Street was nothing but strip clubs and crime galore. That whole area was cleaned up and changed into a more much more clean a retail focus. And so I think the average view in listening to those officials is that those procedures, stop and frisk and broken windows where even the most minor crime is enforced, was a positive for the city. How do you react to both the broken windows and the stop and frisk approach to law enforcement?
Well, what I can tell you from interviewing people extensively on that exact question, that you will get sharply different answers depending on whom you talk to. If you talk to sociologists and criminologists, what they'll point out is that there was a drop in crime in cities that used those tactics and cities that didn't use those tactics at that time. In the early 90s, for some reason in America, crime just dropped. And it could have been because of this, and it could have been for some other reason. We don't exactly know. That's the general consensus of people in academia. But if you go into white neighborhoods, they'll say it's for the most part, these programs really work. If you go into black and Hispanic neighborhoods, what you'll get is story after story after story of being stopped and hassled and in many cases beaten for no reason at all, and they have nothing but contempt for those programs. And we'll point out that they are very, very similar to programs that existed, 150 years ago when people could be arrested for things like vagrancy. So it really depends on how you look at things, and it's a tough question.
Matt, we've only got about a minute. What you working on next? What's your next project?
Oh, I'm doing a little thing on student loans. That's out in Rolling Stone right now, and I don't know. I'm going to go for something a little less depressing next time, though, for sure, when I write a book.
Well, I read most of your stuff. I've written most things you've written, so glad to have you on the show today to see all about Matt Taibbi, the books he's written, and particularly the new book, I Can't Breathe. Go to our website at radiocommonsense.com. It's all listed right there. Matt, a treat to have you on the show. Good luck to you. I know you're on a national book tour. Glad to have you on the show. Hope we can talk to you here again in the near future.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the interview.
Best of luck to you.
Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Could I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.